husband and wife for India Church attending a mass. The preacher notices that the husband has fallen asleep and calls and says to the wife, wake your husband up. The wife answers, you are the one who made him fall asleep. Now you wake him up. Sometimes the boring sermon makes us to sleep. Today, we have made amazing advancements in technology. We have smartphones that can do just about anything, smart homes that practically run themselves, and even smart cars that can drive us around. It is truly incredible. But with all this smart stuff, I have noticed one thing for sure. It has not made any of us any less busy. In fact, sometimes I think it just gives us more things to be busy about. We are constantly juggling work, family, errands, social media, and that ever-present to-do list that seems to grow longer the more we cross off. We hear about Jesus visiting the home of Martha and Mary, and right away we see a familiar dynamic unfold. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. The Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Poor Martha, she is bustling around, trying to make everything perfect for her honored guest, probably sweating over a hot stove, making sure the house is spotless, while her sister Mary is just sitting there. And Martha, in a moment, that's so wonderfully human, snaps. She is not subtle about it either, going straight to Jesus with a direct complaint, Lord, don't you care? Now, before we jump to conclusions and label Martha as the bad sister, let's remember that Martha's intentions were good. She wanted to be a good hostess. She wanted to serve Jesus. And service is a good thing. We are called to serve others, to be generous with our time and talents. The church thrives on the loving service of its members. But here is the rub, and this is where Jesus' gentle rebuke comes in. He does not condemn Martha's service, but he points to what is better. Martha, Martha, he says, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or indeed, only one, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Mary had chosen to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. She chose to be present, to absorb his words, to feed her soul with his wisdom. In a world of endless distractions and demands, Mary prioritized the one thing necessary, a deep and intentional encounter with the Lord. So as we celebrate this Eucharist, what does this ancient story tell us? We are busy people of the 21st century. Here are a few practical applications for our own lives. First, let us examine our own Martha's moments. When do we get so caught up in the doing that we forget about the being? Is it when we are so focused on the perfect family vacation that we miss the joy of simply being together? Is it when we are so consumed with work that we neglect our relationship with God and loved ones? It's about finding that balance. Service is good, but it should flow from a place of deep connection with Christ, not replace it. Second, prioritize presence over perfection. Mary did not work about whether the cushions were full fluffed or if there were enough snacks. She simply wanted to be with Jesus. In our lives, we often strive for perfection, the perfect house, the perfect career, the perfect family. But sometimes in that pursuit, we miss the simple, beautiful gift of presence. Take time to simply be with your family, with your friends, and most importantly, with God. Put down the phone, turn off the TV, and just listen with the people. Finally, cultivate your Mary moments. This is not just about sitting together. It's about intentionally carving out time each day for prayer, for scripture, for quiet reflection. It's about recognizing that our spiritual lives need nourishment, just as our bodies do. Whether it's 5 minutes of quiet prayer in the morning, a few verses of scripture before bed, or a moment of gratitude during your commute, make space for that one thing necessary in our life. So let us all strive to be a little more like Mary, even in the midst of our Martha lives. Let us choose the better part, the part that cannot be taken away from us. Let us sit at the feet of Jesus, listen to his word, and allow his presence to transform our busy, bustling lives into lives of grace and peace. Amen.